USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Garden State's gubernatorial race results finally settled. The New Jersey incumbent Governor Phil Murphy celebrating that win over Republican challenger Jack Cittarelli following a nail-biting race. In a victory speech a short time ago, Governor Murphy focused on moving the state forward.
In New Jersey, we know how to make forward work from the middle out and the bottom up. And we know how to move forward and accomplish big things.
Three women are dead, two others hurt after a mass shooting in Norfolk, Virginia. Police say the shooting happened today, Wednesday, and the gunman is in custody, but few other details have been released except to say that the suspect shot a woman, and then when the others tried to help, they were also shot. And this is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
The Biden administration putting agencies on alert. Fix your cybersecurity risks. Here's more from our Tim Berg.
The director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, Jen Easterly, testified Wednesday on Capitol Hill and called this initiative, along with the new Joint Cyber Defense Collaborate, very crucial.
I really think this is a different and unique capability for the nation. It's the place that by statute brings together the full power of the federal government with the innovation, imagination, and ingenuity of the private sector.
The new directive is also one of the biggest ever imposed by the federal government.
A group of Senate Republicans pushing back against President Biden's vaccine mandate, promoting a bill that would be called the Keeping Our COVID-19 Heroes Employed Act. It aims to exempt essential workers from the federal coronavirus vaccine requirements. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A warning issued by the top House Republican that Democrats should expect to lose dozens of seats next year. California's Kevin McCarthy noting that Democrats did lose more than five dozen seats in the 2010 election, the last time Nancy Pelosi was the Speaker of the House during midterms. McCarthy claimed more than 70 seats held by Democrats now will be competitive in next year's midterm elections, just about a year from right now. His prediction coming after Republican Glenn Youngkin won the Virginia governor's race against a Democrat, Terry McAuliffe, who used to hold that office. Dick's Sporting Goods is teaming up with Nike to integrate a new loyalty program. The two major retailers announcing that they're going to ramp up efforts to work together in a series of steps, and the first one involves linking Nike's loyalty program to Dick's membership that allows customers to shop for exclusive Nike shoes and apparel on Dick's website. That partnership will, they say, eventually include in-person workout events at Dick's locations. And an exotic dancer in Texas who uses a pet monkey as part of her act has deleted a series of posts on social media suggesting the primate bit a trick-or-treater on Halloween. Danielle Thomas deleted a string of tweets that said her monkey was in a cage at a haunted house at the time. And reporting from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.